Good. Then we go to number 21. We have a new presenter.
Good morning, everybody. The purpose of this meeting is for us to take a couple of decisions to actually be able to go ahead with the release of the exposure draft on the proposed amendment to IAS 27 to restore equity method as one of the options to measure investments in subsidiaries, associates and joint ventures, and to obtain confirmation from you on satisfactory compliance with the process requirements applicable so far. So, the couple of decisions, the first one relating to the transition requirements for the proposed amendment to IAS 27. We think that the information required for applying the equity method of accounting in the separate financial statements is already available with the entities because it's the same information which is used for preparing the consolidated financial statements. That's as far as subsidiaries are concerned. In respect of associates and joint ventures, no additional information is required because they're anyway accounted for using equity method in the consolidated financial statements. So we think that entities should be required to apply the amendment retrospectively if they opt to change to equity method of accounting in the separate financial statements. So that's for an existing preparer of IFRS financial statements. Even for a first-time adopter of IFRSs, we think the same considerations would apply. And even for a first-time adopter of IFRS opting to use equity method in the separate financial statements, they should also be made to apply the amendment retrospectively in accordance with the general requirements of IFRS 1. So we don't see a need to provide a specific exemption for somebody who intends to apply equity method of accounting. The second decision relates to the comment period. We recommend the regular 120-day comment period for the exposure draft. And in relation to the due process requirements, we think we have complied with all the due process requirements applicable so far. So over to you.
Okay. I do agree with the proposal. I only have a pause on the comment period. I think 120 days is maybe too long for a relatively simple technical matter. I would suggest 60 days instead.
60.
Any other comments while Alan's looking at the due process requirements?
Is it a matter that is likely to be controversial? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So I think we could shorten, maybe 60 is too short, and I'm looking at it.
75.
And myself also, it was a matter that some standard letters felt to be rather urgent, no?
The one word I don't like is urgent. If the matter is narrow in scope and urgent, then you may consider it less than 30 days.
Less than?
Sorry, less than 120 days. Less than 120, you can go down to no less than 30, but it says narrow and urgent.
And urgent, yeah. And I think there's also a requirement to specifically take the issue to the due process oversight committee and obtain their approval for a shorter period.
Well, we can do that quite quickly. We don't have to go through the balloting process. We just do it via email. So, so there's certainly a scope if you want to go for something shorter than that. Given that it's allowing an option, this is not changing anybody's accounting.
Yes.
It's actually opening it up.
And it's urgent.
And it's urgent.
If you don't have a bathroom nearby, it can be very urgent. Yeah. So this is the same situation.
In the sense to help people a lot.
Okay.
So the feedback is you'd like me to ask the Jupiter's Oversight Committee to just, we'll inform them that you would prefer to have a shorter comment period. So is it 90 or 75?
You can't do 75.
Too, yeah. Huh? 75 too short.
Well, it's a funny figure. It's just 1 year and another.
We've had it before, but
can't put it
between
60 and 90. Yeah, let's just go for
90. Is that worth for 30 days?
Yeah, I mean, that's another point. But you want to go 60?
I would suggest 60 because it's really urgent. I've just returned from Mexico, and almost all Latin American countries have the problem because the equity method of accounting is required by law. in the individual company statement. These impacts, of course, everything, dividends and tax distributions. And now there are countries that they are not compliant with IFRS only because of this. And they are really expecting for a long time for the board to raise state tax accounting in the separate account. So I don't see how different it would be 75 or 90 to 60. If we do have to ask for a shorter period and we do consider this urgent and relatively no controversial, why not 60?
I think I support more.
Everybody happy with 60?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Vic. You've got an easy time there today. Thank you. Okay, we're not going to take another break. We go to paper number 9. Yeah.